Dredd and Rogalski in the studio. It is time for our Mendocino Coast Health Report. And since it is Tuesday, we're speaking with Adventist Health Mendocino Coast. We have Dr. William Miller and William Lee on the line, do we not?
Good morning. You have the two Williams on the line today. How are you?
Very good, Will. How are you?
Beautiful sunny day. I just want to report that the City Council, you reported already, we met last night, and that the city has extended the 21-day declaration of a local emergency. So that's ongoing in our community. Just want to remind people to continue to do what they've been doing to keep our community safe, which is our masking, our distancing, and our hand washing, and all of the things we've done. And just to remember that as the holidays approach, keep the gatherings very, very small. So the local emergency is still extended, and that's about all I have to report on the city front. Good morning, Dr. Miller.
Good morning. Thank you. Over the last week to 10 days, we've started to see an increase in the number of people testing positive for COVID here on the coast. So I do think that we are starting to see more cases. It's not been a massive increase, but it is certainly real. So I think that it's really important, once again, for everybody to continue those important things that they've been doing. And I really strongly believe that mask wearing is the most effective, with hand washing and social distancing being a close second. Unfortunately, at this time, the program that that MCC, Mendocino Coast Clinics, was participating in for community testing, that program, as you may recall, was through UCSF and was supposed to go through the end of the year. For reasons that we don't know yet, they abruptly canceled the program. So this week is the last week that we're going to have the UCSF-sponsored community testing here on the coast. So the hospital and MCC and the city and the health department are all working together to come up with an alternative so that we can continue to provide community testing. As we go into the winter season, we all know that that's going to be particularly important. And we'll certainly keep you all informed as to that process. Do you have any questions?
Doctor, one thing that struck me when I first heard this was that, yes, we now have, you said, an increase in COVID cases, but the coast was really helping out the average for the county on the number of COVID cases, which could possibly get us down to into another tier. And now, where we can't have the testing, it could really cause a problem getting into another tier.
Right. So they still have the OptumServe test over in Ukiah, so people can go over there and get the OptumServe test. But we all know that that's a real pain to go all the way over there just to have somebody
sure.
stick a Q-tip up your nose. That's not a fun trip.
No.
But that is still available. We're looking at whether or not we can expand the OptumServe program over here.
All right.
We tried to do that earlier. We met with a lot of sort of logistical and bureaucratic challenges that made that not possible. That's why we went with the UCSF alternative, which has served us very well. And in fact, the turnaround time got down to just 2 to 3 days.
Yeah.
I was really pleased with how it was going. And then abruptly, they canceled it for the county. It wasn't just us here.
Yes.
So I don't know the details of why that was canceled, but we are. And like I said, it was quite abrupt. I think it was on Monday that they told us, just yesterday, that they told us it was being canceled. So we're working, as I said, to make sure that we have an alternative coming along quickly. For that kind of widespread, large volume testing, the hospital cannot be the community surveillance lab. I mean, our lab is just not equipped to handle that many
sure.
Cases, but we're certainly going to end up probably partnering with MCC, as we have been. You know, this whole UCSF testing has been a partnership that did involve the hospital. We were helping process the samples and getting them ready for shipping. And so we'll continue that wonderful collaboration with MCC's leadership and the city and the county health department, and we'll come up with a good plan. It's we cannot not have community surveillance testing. We're going to come up with a good plan.
All right, Doctor. Well, thank you. We appreciate the update on this. And meanwhile, mask wearing and social distancing becomes even more important.
Yes.
Exactly.
Gentlemen, thanks for being with us today here on the Mendocino Coast Health Report. Rogalski here from the Coast.